There is.
It's about treating the right acres, the smart acres.
Coordinated planning makes precious land management dollars go a little bit farther. But without more funding, Schmidt says it won't be far enough. For NPR News, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Yakima.
This is NPR News.
And this is Illinois Public Media. You're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Here's a quick look at the agricultural news stories topping the information this morning. The Senate voted 62-37 that Friday evening to pass trade promotion authority. It would give the White House a better chance to reach an agreement in the 12-country Trans-Pacific Partnership. The House had already left for Memorial Day weekend, so they won't get a chance to take this up until they returned to D.C. That sometime in early June. The next look at the marketplace will come up momentarily in Chicago as things opened at 8:30. Futures were down about 2 cents in the corn, up around 3 in the soybeans for the day. Live cattle futures were 25 cents lower. Feeder cattle were up $1.25, and lean hogs were a nickel lower on the open. And as we take a look also at the basis, the national average basis for corn was about steady at 19 cents under for the cash price. That the July contract, the index was down 5 at $3.42 a bushel for corn. The national average basis for soybeans, a penny stronger at 35 under the July. The national soybean index down 14 cents at $8.89 a bushel. Now here's Drew Lerner with a look at today's agricultural weather forecast.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Whether it's quickly approaching or many years away, Busey Wealth Management provides retirement solutions tailored to one's specific needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Weather conditions during the weekend were relatively quiet in the eastern portions of the Corn Belt, leaving parts of Ohio, Michigan, Indiana, and Kentucky in a net drying mode, at least eastern Kentucky. The precipitation that did occur was much more frequent out to the southwest. In the southwest corner of the Corn Belt, conditions are really getting quite wet, but that only includes parts of Kansas and Missouri. Other areas in the western Corn Belt have had rain periodically, but the situation is far from critical, and we are going to see a good mix of weather across the Midwest as we move forward through this next 7-day period. In fact, the eastern areas of the Midwest that were missed by precipitation over the course of the weekend will likely get shower and thunderstorm activity periodically over this next week to 10 days, and sufficient amounts of moisture will occur to reestablish a favorable topsoil moisture environment and to remove any concern that there will be a more significant dry bias evolving anytime soon. The temperatures out there this morning contrast rather sharply with 70-degree temperatures in parts of Ohio, Indiana, in Illinois, down into Kentucky. A few upper 60s are there also, but looks like the temperatures in areas off to the west are mostly in the upper 50s and 60s, with most of the upper 50s confined to the upper parts of the Midwest. There is rain falling this morning from Nebraska into western Illinois and parts of Missouri. The precipitation will work its way further to the east as we go forward through the next couple of days. We will see a succession of weather disturbances marching across the Midwest over this next week to 10 days. The precipitation is going to be adequately distributed across the region so that all corn and soybean production areas get rain at one time or another, and it will be intermixed with periods of sunshine and also with temperatures that will run seasonably warm. A lot of 70 and 80 degree temperatures are going to occur this week, at least early to midweek, before a cool air mass settles into the region for a brief period of time as we get into the end of the weekend, early in the weekend. Now, this particular cold air mass is not as significant as that which occurred last week. We shouldn't see any risks of frost or freezes in any of the key Corn Belt producing areas, but frost is going to be possible near the Canada border from parts of North Dakota through Minnesota into parts of upper Michigan. None of the lower Midwest will see temperatures anywhere near close to the threatening level. We'll likely see the lowest temperatures at night in those areas, still in the 50s and 60s through a big part of the early week, and then as we get into the latter part of the week, we will cool down into some 40-degree temperatures. The rain totals for the coming week will be varied across across the region, but I would suggest that the majority of the region will see totals that run from about 3/4 of an inch upwards to close to 2 inches. Those 2-inch amounts will be more localized, and I would say the bulk of the region will see 3/4 of an inch to about 1.5 inches of moisture by this time next week. That's great news for some of the eastern Midwest, where the soil has firmed up here recently, and the potential for seeing additional moisture out later into the month of June continues to support the long-term outlook for crops across the region. Also, most of our cool and biased conditions that have evolved or will have revolved later this week will be replaced by a return of seasonable temperatures as we get into next week. The biggest issue in the U.S. today is over hard red winter wheat conditions. The situation from portions of northern Texas into Kansas is rather poor, with too much rain occurring again over the weekend, rain totals running anywhere from about 1.5 inches all the way up to 6 inches. The precipitation has occurred over saturated soil, flooding was common, and the concern over wet weather disease is running quite high. We are going to look for additional rain this week. Starting tomorrow and continuing into Saturday and Sunday, we'll see additional rain throughout all of the hard red winter wheat country, further hurting the quality of that crop and raising the wet weather disease potential and the overall concern. It will stay very high. Temperatures in wheat country will stay warm enough to promote a lot of disease development. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL. Thank you. And from Busey. With more than 145 years of strength and service in our communities. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's check the numbers now as they're trading in Chicago. Corn futures are down 2 3/4 at 357 and a quarter. The July, December 375, 2 3/4 lower. Next year's July at 399, down 1 3/4. July beans at 926.5 or 2 1/4, rather 2.5 higher for the day. November beans at 908.5, up 1.5. And January futures at 916, up 1 1/4. Bean meal up 60 cents. Bean oil 41 cents higher. The soft red winter wheat down 9 cents at 506.25 in the July. July hard red at 537.5, down 9 cents. Live cattle futures are 25 cents lower at 152.12.5. That, of course, is not a trade for the morning. And we're looking at a trade in Chicago that has begun over past this holiday weekend, and we'd like to know how that went and what's been going on early this morning. Pete Manhart is with us. He's from Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Pete.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Hope you had a great holiday weekend. What are we expecting for the trade this week?
Oh, we expect it to be sideways in beans and lower and everything else. Wheat is approaching wheat harvest, so that'll help pull it down. Beans, nobody knows for sure anything there. We know we've got plenty of them in the world. We got a little strike in South America. We got this, that, and the other, but we still have plenty available. Beans, at one time overnight, we're up 7, then they were down 2, we're back up 3, 3.5 right now, but don't expect them to go anywhere. We're selling bounces, expecting an 8 or even worse on those by fall.
USDA's reports delayed a day, of course, this week. Crop progress due out this afternoon. Really, the only big news there is that the first crop condition rating will be due for the corn market.
And it's expected to be record high. I don't know what that number is, but it's expected to be very good. In general, most of the Midwest in very good shape. There are places that are too wet. There's places too dry, as every year. But in general, the crop is winning really well. It'll be over 90% planted on corn, and beans will be very high also.
As Drew Lerner just told us, rainfall from Nebraska, Iowa, parts of Minnesota, they were, I think, a little bit dry in parts of Minnesota. Maybe that'll help out this afternoon. Thoughts about what the condition looks like there?
I think it's getting better. They've got more moisture there lately, so I think places that were dry have got some moisture. There's still the big serious damage we hear about, but that's in small crop areas, not in big ones.
That, of course, from a frost, and it hasn't seemed to have affected the market too much at this point.
That is correct.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Have a great one.
You too. That, of course, is Pete Manhart. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday to take a look, or rather Tuesday to take a look at the marketplace here, the way the numbers are trading at this hour in Chicago. Again, corn futures are down 2.25 in the lead option. July beans are down, or rather up 4.25 now. They're traded 9.28.5, and the July-November 3.25 higher at 9.10.25. Bean meal up 2.10. Bean oil 35 cents higher for the day. Hard red winter wheat down 8.25 in July. Down 8.75. The weather forecast for the Urbana-Champaign area looks like this. Showers and thunderstorms likely today. That all before 4 o'clock this afternoon, Central Time. Mostly cloudy, high. We're on our way to 78 degrees. It'll be breezy out there with a south wind at 15 to 20, gusting all the way to 28. Chance of precipitation for the day set at 70% in the Urbana-Champaign area. A 30% chance of rainfall, some thunderstorms, mainly before 10 p.m. this evening as well. Mostly cloudy, a low of 65 tonight, a south-southwest wind at 9 to 14, gusting to 18, and then tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers, partly sunny, otherwise a high of 81, southwest winds at 8 to 11, gusting to 15, mostly cloudy on Wednesday evening, with a low of 62, sunny on Thursday, and a high of 84, calm winds out of the south at 6 miles an hour in the afternoon, partly cloudy on Thursday night and 66, and a 50% chance of showers on Friday, with a high of 84. You're listening to WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.
Good morning. After the town of Stillwater, Oklahoma moved to ban fracking, state lawmakers passed a law that banning fracking. We'll hear more in this hour of Morning Edition from NPR News. In this hour, what happened when Canada cut red tape with a law that eliminates one regulation for every new one created. I'm David Green.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Governor Chris Christie ordered dunes to be built to protect the New Jersey shore after Superstorm Sandy, setting off a battle with owners of beachfront property. A Yemeni-American is suing the State Department. He says it left him stranded in Yemen. An Episcopal bishop in Maryland was defrocked after a DUI and fatal hit and run. We'll meet the bishop who's replacing her, a recovering alcoholic. It's Tuesday, May 26th. News is next.